Good morning and welcome to another edition of Zone About Town here on 104.5 The Zone with Public Affairs Specialist Barbara Dabb at a half-hour focus on the issues, the people, and events happening here in Middle Tennessee. Today, we talk to lots of local people on our show, most of whom are doing amazing things. Do you ever wonder whatever happened to him or where is she now? Well, last summer we spoke with Jay Qualls, owner of Maple's Wedding Cakes, about his spectacular cake design. Jay was also in the process of auditioning for a brand new reality series on TLC. Well, guess what? He made it. We caught up with Jay to find out more about his upcoming show, which premieres tomorrow night. Then later, Middle Tennessee is home to many small businesses delivering a wide array of products and services. And even though the nation's housing market is slow, here in the Nashville area, it's picking up steam. We spoke with Marjorie Feltus Hawkins, who along with her husband has owned and operated FH Designs for 20 years. Marjorie tells us how she manages the challenges of running a business and a marriage in some very difficult times. That and much more on Zone About Town from 104.5 The Zone.
Welcome, everybody, and good morning. I'm so excited about my guest today because it's somebody we've all talked to and heard from before, Jay Qualls, owner of Maple's Wedding Cakes. Welcome back, Jay. It's good to have you.
Thank you so much. Good morning to you.
Well, and I should let everyone know the reason why you're here, which is not just to schmooze and talk about cakes, which is always a ton of fun, but you are going to be premiering on a brand new television show that's premiering tomorrow night, Monday evening. So tell us a little bit about it. It's been kind of a huge, huge adventure for you.
Yes, it has been. It's been a whirlwind, honestly, and I'm so excited to be a part of The Next Great Baker, which will air on December 6th at 8 p.m. on TLC.
Yay, everybody watch.
Yeah, everybody watch. It's going to be exciting. So much happened.
Well, now, to explain a little bit, because when we last spoke, you were auditioning for this program, and in a very much of a low-tech sort of way on YouTube and all of that, and then, of course, you were chosen, and it, very much like an American Idol-esque kind of style, right?
Yeah, it was very odd for me because I had auditioned a couple of times for a TLC, and basically you do an audition video based on some very simple guidelines, and
sure.
Then you upload it to them or you FedEx them the reel or whatever. And then this time though, we uploaded our videos to YouTube or to Vimeo, and then I think they watched to see if how popular you are by the public or whatever.
Right,
and
right.
Then based on that, then, if you cast well, then they call you back for a final. And it's a long process, honestly.
Yeah.
And to be chosen from thousands of people who auditioned was completely flattering. And
well, you had an amazing video because I saw it and I have to confess, I laughed myself silly looking at it. And I don't know if it's still running. But
it's still running. It's out there on YouTube and Jay Qualls' audition video is out there, and go
it was
watch.
It was pretty impressive.
It's fun. Like, I had fun with it. That was the difference this time with this audition. I decided to just be myself and do what I do. And the premise behind that audition was that I'm married to my work,
yeah.
And I truly am.
And the cake was like in bed with you, having coffee with you.
Yeah.
I mean, it was hysterical.
Basically, that's my life.
Yeah.
Everywhere I go, there's cake.
Right.
And
right.
So I swam with cake. I played volleyball with cake. I slid down a slide with cake.
It was sort of like the courtship of Eddie's father. You and your cake is your
me
best
and my
friend.
Cake. You know, I have a special relationship with cake and wedding cake especially. So,
right, right, right. And to remind everybody, Jay is a wedding cake designer down in Murfreesboro and has this amazing, I guess it's kind of like a boutique, a wedding cake boutique that's really beautiful. And really, in addition to all this madness of TV, you still are offering, it sounds like, really personalized service to brides and grooms and, continuing with your cake business. We don't want that to get lost in the shuffle.
I think that's always going to be the heart and soul of who I am as a cake designer.
Sure.
And creating an experience for brides and grooms to be able to sit down and design their wedding cake from their heart and to capture the essence of what they want their reception to be and for their cake to fit into that essence.
Right.
And I want them to look back 10 years from now and have a good memory for, designing their wedding cake and things like that. So,
well, I think the cake and the gown are like the stars of the whole thing.
Yeah, you got to have a dress and you got to have a cake.
Yeah.
And thank goodness.
Yeah.
And, having done the TV show is just another chapter in this great, great experience in my life. And And I'm thrilled to have done it. And it was certainly an experience, I have to say.
I bet. I'm speaking with Jay Qualls. He's the owner of Maple's Wedding Cakes and the soon-to-be one of the stars of Cake Boss Next Great Baker, which is premiering tomorrow night on TLC. You know, I've never actually had a chance to speak with anyone who's done one of these shows. So walk us through it a little. It's not as easy as it looks. It's quite grueling from what you've been telling me.
It is. Honest to goodness, I didn't know what to expect. I literally got called on a Wednesday evening about 7:45 our time and was told by the executive producer that I had been chosen as one of the 10 contestants to appear on the show. And on Friday morning at 7 a.m., I was on a flight on my way to New York. And it was that began a whirlwind of my life.
Yeah.
For the next 5 weeks, I worked tirelessly. Sometimes 16 to 20 hours a day.
Wow.
Nonstop in grueling conditions, environmental climate conditions that nobody would ever do in real life for cake.
Yeah.
I mean, we always keep it very controlled environment, you know, when we're making beautiful wedding cakes. So just know when you see the show, it's an amazing cast, first of all. They did a very good job, I think, casting the show.
How many contestants are there?
There's 10 contestants that start.
Okay.
And the way the process works, the way I look at it now, I after the fourth day of shooting, I was like, I went home that night at 2 a.m., would check in with my family, like, I'm still here.
I'm alive.
And I was like, I am playing Survivor with cake.
Yeah.
I thought, oh my gosh, all these years I've been watching Survivor, and I'm like, I literally, because you never stop playing the game, even if you're not on set, you're with these people that you are truly the only social outlet that you have.
Right.
It's the only contact you have with the outside world because you work from
it's
5
kinda like
eight.
Been kidnapped and brainwashed.
It is. And honest to goodness, that's, I think, as you go through the process and the further you make it through the show, the more exhausted you become, the more mentally and physically exhausted you become because you're working 18 to 20 hours a day. There's not a lot of glamour in TV. And that's the part that I think surprised me the most. It's not easy.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine shooting a movie. I can't imagine. These people earn their money. I'm
yeah.
not kidding. It was really tough. And reality is, we'll use the word reality loosely.
Yeah.
However, honest to goodness, the things that you see come out of the show, the cakes that you see come out of the show at the end of each episode truly was because there were skilled people cast that had lots of experience and lots of different types of experience.
So you were all legitimate bakers in addition to being the right cast member that they needed.
Yeah,
and
they really...
So they had to kind of do a double cast.
Yeah, they really cast well, I think. And it was very diverse. They were very, very selective in getting diversity, not only in ethnic diversity, but also in geographical diversity.
Well, they got you from little old Nashville.
Little old Nashville. You know, here's Jay, this cake designer from Nashville that loves meeting with brides every week and doing his own thing. And suddenly I'm thrown into this ridiculous...
Well, and I guess that's why, you know, when you watch these reality shows, I don't watch them a whole lot, I confess. But when I do pop in and out and you see these people that are, you know, voted off, whatever, and they become so unhinged, I always think, well, come on, this is not that big a deal. But when you describe sort of the emotional and physical exhaustion that you go through and the fact that you're kept somewhat isolated from your family and your emails, you know, not in a bad way, but you're completely engulfed. I could see why people do get so upset because that's the reality that they're living with and they're kind of broken down a little bit.
It breaks you. It gets you to the point because in order to create true reality, what they have to do is like during the middle of takes, for example, there's something called TV timeout. We couldn't even talk to each other because they want to save everything for camera. Your camera and your mic for 20 hours a day, nonstop, even during when you stop to eat, if you get to stop to eat. And they want to save everything for TV. And that, I think, as you go through the process, I'm the type of person that it doesn't matter what I do, I want to do it well. Okay? So the very first thing I said to everybody that I met, I was like, you know, this is a game and I'm here to play it. So don't take anything I'm about to do to you personally over the next 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Or however long I'm here.
Right.
I said, because I'm going to do what it takes to win.
Yeah.
And it's every man for yourself. But what I found so interesting was I continually played the game, whether we were eating dinner together or working together side by side.
That's what it takes.
And it happened naturally, not methodically.
Yeah. Well, you're in that environment and
you're building allies.
Yeah.
Everything you say is
used
literally down to the point of who you set beside when you're not on set. And
it's madness, I tell you, madness.
Yeah, there's things that you'll see. It's a great show. Like seriously, I mean, it is. There's some great moments that I hope get edited in. Yeah. There's some moments that I hope get edited out as well. But you should tune in and watch the show because it truly is going to be so much fun.
So exciting. I'm speaking with Jay Qualls. He's the owner of Maple's Wedding Cakes and also one of the upcoming new stars of Cake Boss Next Great Baker, which premieres tomorrow, December 6th on TLC. And it's going to be going for 8 weeks.
It's an 8-week show. The season lasts for 8 weeks. You'll have to tune in to see how long
I know. We can't
long
find
I last.
Out. We cannot reveal any details.
You'll just have to watch. And they're running promos now on TLC and Discovery. And there's a lot happening for Jay Qualls and for Maple's Wedding Cakes.
And you've become sort of a little local celebrity, too. People are starting to see you from the promos and things and kind of recognize you in various places.
Yeah, it's a little bit strange. You know, you're walking through the department store and people kind of staring at you and you're like, why are people staring at me? But then I figured I was like, oh.
You forget.
I forget. Yeah, really, because it's been a while.
Because the show isn't really on yet.
Yeah, the show's not on yet and I'm kind of used to it. You know, it's just a part of what I did and who I am and I kind of don't think about it. But it's fun and it's, you know, I'm taking it for what it is and hopefully it'll give me the platform to teach more.
Sure.
To share my craft with other people, with enthusiasts and hobbyists and things like that, and to travel to teach and do live cake competitions. The cast has been invited to do several live cake competitions across the country. Yeah, so we've already been booked with in Texas and in Connecticut for the Polar Bear Plunge in Delaware.
Oh my goodness.
We're going to do a great cake.
All 10 of you.
Yeah, all 10 of us, or at least 8 of
whoever
us. Whoever wants to go. And we actually drew names to see who was going to be on a team before we left the set in anticipation that we would do something great together.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, in the end, I met some of the most wonderful people that I bonded with in ways that I never dreamed I would. And I'm going to be friends with for life. So
what an adventure.
It is such a great adventure. And I'm so lucky. And
and we have our very own reality star right here in Nashville. So that's kind of a cool thing. I've been speaking with Jay Qualls, owner of Maple's Wedding Cakes. And you must, everybody, tune in tomorrow night, December 6th at 8 o'clock on TLC to watch him on Cake Boss Next Great Baker. And it will be airing every Monday night for 8 weeks on TLC at 8 o'clock. So you got to tune in and find out if Jay is the next great baker. We cannot reveal any details, but you're going to want to watch. So Jay, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations on your success, really, with getting on the show and your business. It's really a pleasure to see you growing so much.
Thank you so much. I'm so proud to be a part of Nashville and Nashville has embraced us so much. And I hope I make everybody proud. And I'm so proud to be here. And there's more great things to come. I just know it.
Absolutely.
And so thank you so much again for having me on the show.
You're welcome.